Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Monday, everybody, and happy February. I'm so excited for this month. Lots of good energy is flowing through this month. Mercury will be going out of retrograde. Yay! So that'll open up a lot of flow, a lot of freedom to move us into spring. So thank you so much for joining me this morning. I am Allie, your host for Enlightened Living, and today we're going to focus on why you are not getting what you want. So as you know, there's lots of universal laws, such as gravity, as such as give and receive. So when you put something out to the universe and you hold that space and you give to others from a place of love, the universe pays you back. Everything is in a cycle. As above, so below. So these are just a few of the universal laws that when you live by, then you are able to receive, able to experience them. So all these laws are neutral. So if you are a negative person and you do negative actions, then that law still applies to you and you will just get negative results. And then the same as positive, do positive things, have a positive outlook, then positivity will flow your way. So over the last couple of weeks, I've been getting lots of emails and questions about, I am doing A, B, and C. These are the things that I'm doing. I'm listening to your shows. I'm applying what you're saying, and I'm still not getting what I want. I'm still not getting what I asked the universe for, and I'm positive, focused, I'm working, and sometimes they'll get a little glimpse of it, and it's right out of reach, or they actually experience it, and then it's gone. So whether that's money, whether that's a healthy relationship, whether that's health in general, whether it's success, whatever it is, sometimes it will peep its head into your life and then disappear. And so I've been getting lots of questions of why this is happening. What can they do? What can we all do to make our experiences and what we want last? So, yes, everything does ebb and flow, and the only thing that is consistent is change. But still inviting these things into your life does take focus, does take positive emotions, positive actions, but there may be one thing that you are not doing. So you're not open to receive. You're not in a place of accepting. So I touched a little bit on this on our daily focus last week, but I'm going to dive into it a little bit more because it's so important to understand why some things are just out of reach for people because we are doing it to ourselves. And so let me explain why. So when you have two frequencies, the universe matches the strongest one. So let's say, for instance, that you say, I am experiencing this. I'm going to experience this. I'm so excited that this experience is going to be in my life whenever the universe gives it to me. And so you're doing all the right things, all the right focus. You are visualizing yourself in that space. You're creating your own little mind movie of this is who you are, this is how you feel as you experience whatever it is that you want to experience. And so that is one frequency, right? So this may be all new to you. This is how you focus. And then there's another part of you that is called a blueprint. This is the part that is so ingrained in you that the frequency, the vibration is so strong. And this is the one that the universe reads. And so this is the one that we learned when we were younger, where let's say if it's a relationship, so relationships are hard. Relationships don't last. Relationships are drama. Women are drama. Men are not nice. So these are the blueprints that even though you are focused, you are determined, if you have any of that going on in the back of your mind, that's going to be a stronger frequency, a stronger vibration. So where you may attract what you want, but then it doesn't last. It will match what you are thinking. in the back of your mind. So you may meet somebody who you click with and that everything is so wonderful. And then things fall apart because in your mind, relationships are hard. They're too much work. They never last. Women are drama. So it's called a despair anchor. And so your subconscious, when it hears that over and over again, when you have witnessed it through parents, through siblings, through friends' relationships, then your subconscious has to seek to verify that, to make it your truth. And so it doesn't matter how hard you want and wish and focus. You'll attract it, maybe. And then if you do, then it won't last because you are not open to receive. So when you are open to receive fully, 100%, then you have to get rid of that other in your head. The other voice in your head says that it's not going to work, that it's too much work, it's too much struggle. You have to get rid of that voice. And then just putting focus on, those were the old thoughts that I used to have. I am open now to new thoughts, to allowing myself to experience whatever it is that the universe is sending to me in the form of relationships, in the form of health, in the form of success, in the form of money. So think real quick of what you're putting out there to the universe. Think of something that you have been really working at and it hasn't been happening for you. And just take a few seconds just to think what it is. Then ask yourself why. Why have you not gotten that? What is your block? So an interesting one for money is that the more money you make, the more taxes you're going to pay, the more responsibilities you're going to have. And so for some people, they don't want that in the back of their head. So they have like a disconnect with the government. They think the government takes too much of their money. So they have like this resentment. And so the universe sees it all in companies. So when you have a thing such as money, such as success, such as wealth, then in this world, in this part of the country, then it comes along with paying taxes. And then you are in a higher tax bracket. So when you tell yourself that this isn't what you want, you don't want to pay that much money in taxes, then you're basically telling the universe that I don't want all the responsibility that comes with money. And so therefore you're telling the universe that you don't want money. So it would be great to pick and choose what we want to tell the universe, what we want to accept. Because the most interesting thing is, so if you have a frequency of resentment or resistance towards authority, and then money is something that you really want, then that is going to be a lesson for you to be like, this is what I want, and now I have to surrender to this other thing over here. I have to release resentment towards the government. And so then you get to learn your lesson, and then you get to open yourself up to what the universe has to give you, all of it, so not just bits and pieces of it. So being very mindful of this is what you want, and everything that comes with it, you accept. So accepting means no resistance. And so once you have resistance, you're building up the wall, you're cutting off that floor of energy, you're not being accepting of it all. But here is what I will tell you. If you are open to, let's say, money, and then along with money, because of who you are and your frequency, that there starts to attract a lot of drama, a lot of people that you don't want into your life. Here's the kicker. I'm not saying to accept them, to allow them to walk over you, to take advantage of you. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying to stay open, but you do not tolerate, you don't change your personality to fit those other people's desires and wants. You allow them to be who they are, but you set up boundaries. So the same thing with, I want to be healthy. Well, this is what comes along with health. These are the responsibilities that you may have not noticed or experienced before that come with living a healthy lifestyle. These are the sacrifices that you have to give up. So then you may be faced with decisions, such as my spouse likes to go out to eat a lot. Okay, so then what? What are you going to do? And it doesn't mean set up resentment or blame for the position that you find yourself in. It's making sacrifices, him also or her also, and then you making sacrifices for yourself. Well, instead of usually eating this, this, and this, I decide to eat something a little bit healthier and be okay with it. And so it's so funny that resentment is one of the strongest emotions that come up when we want to do something for ourselves and then other people around us are doing what they do, but we feel as if they're not supporting us. We might take it as them throwing things up in our face when it's coming from our own insecurities and our own struggles. So making sure that you are open and accepting of all things that is surrounding what you want. So when you say, I want to get healthy, and in the back of your mind, well, that's going to be too hard because of the lifestyle that we live. It's going to be too hard because I don't have time to make my healthy meals and we usually eat out. It's going to be too hard because I don't have time for the gym. That's fine. Know that you will come up against the wall every single time you want to put effort into getting healthy. And so being mindful of your blocks. These are all blocks that you are creating. And so you're not holding the space of accepting. So be very clear in your thoughts. Be very clear in your intention. And then create a vision. I see myself doing this. I see myself making my meals the night before. I see myself cooking on my day off for the whole week to prepare my meals. I see myself waking up an hour early to go work out or to go for a walk or a run, whatever resonates with you. So here's what I would tell you. The easiest way to get rid of this blueprint, set up a daily ritual. So a daily ritual is basically ideas for creating new morning rituals that will help trigger your performance state. So when you say, I want to do this, then every day you write down, this is how I'm going to see myself. This is how I feel. And we talked about it before using power words. So power words is, this is what I'm doing. This is how I feel. This is my focus. I know I can do this. And so before you wake up, start your morning routine. Before you even get out of bed, begin to go over that. Okay, this is my day. And just for today, I'm going to focus on eating healthy, getting to the gym, staying positive, staying focused just for today. And that will literally help to shift your mood. And then when your mood is shifted, it helps to shift your behavior. And then when your behavior is shifted, your emotions shift. And then your outcome is shifted. So putting down again what it is that you want. And then now say, I understand where my block is. I understand where my resistance is. And then now go a step further. How can I work through this? Not avoid it, not work around it, but work through this. How can I make a change in my thinking process? So if you picked up behaviors and relationship or thoughts about money from your parents, and you can simply get it in your mind and truly believe that that was their way of thinking, that was their journey together, that was how they saw money, and now you are opening yourself up to see it a completely different way. You are opening yourself up to go with the flow of the universe, to have no resistance, to have no constrictions, to be expansive in how you see who you are and how you attract other people into your life and how you attract money into your life. So begin to write that into your daily ritual, that you completely see things differently. Because remember that the mind that created the belief cannot change the belief, right? The same mindset. So you have to have a completely different mindset. And so some people are so different. There's not one thing that will fit all. So maybe reading books and getting inspired is your way to change that mindset. Maybe surrounding yourself with successful people is one way to change your mindset. Maybe watching movies of success will help change your mindset. So whatever it is that resonates with you, make sure that you begin to implement that into your day, into your focus. So if it's something that you want to accomplish physically, such as running a race, what are your blocks? Why aren't you doing what you want to do? Where are you putting your focus? Is it in your limiting self-belief, your limitations that you have created for yourself? And then how can you undo those? Because there's always, and I want to say fix for everything that is blocking you. There's always a way to undo it. And when you have a physical limitation, you can still experience some of the things that you want to do. It may take more time. It may take more energy, more focus, but it's definitely there. Know that it is part of a lesson. It is a part of you that wants to be more expansive. And so to honor all those things. So that could be the reason why that you are not getting what you want. So if you are following all the rules of the universe, if you are focusing on putting your energy, your thoughts, your positive behavior, and you're still not getting what you want, ask yourself, what are your blocks? How were you raised to view these things? And so being very aware, being very sure that you're not blaming, you are aware of not getting frustrated because of the outcome. Because it's universal law, so it works for all things. It is neutral law. And so if you are frustrated, you will get frustrating results. If you are angry, you'll get results that make you more irritated, allow you to experience more anger. So getting rid of your blocks, being in a space of fully accepting. So just pick something really small today and say, this is what I would like to experience. And then just notice. And if you do something like the red light turning green, and you do it, when I first started doing it, something in the back of my head was like, it's not going to turn, it's not going to turn. And then notice, so it's not going to turn, right? You say that so many times until it turns, but then it's like, ah, it's too late because it's already been a while since you put it out there for the light to turn green. But keep on working on it. And then allow that voice, that self-doubt, that little nagging voice in the back of your mind to slowly start to disappear. And then you'll be in the point of completely allowing. But it takes daily practice. Starting small, doing something big, putting your focus on what you want. So I hope that is helpful. I hope you begin to see, this is what I want, and this is why I haven't been getting it, and these are the things that I can change to make it so. So I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week and enjoy your February, and tune in for next week's show, next Monday. So thank you all for taking the time to join me. Namaste.